So, quantum biology, it was a really fascinating topic. After I read the book, I realized and I learned the new concept like quantum entanglement, quantum tunneling effective, quantum coherence, and decoherence. There are a lot of things I can imagine, and one thing that I suppose our human being, just in a status of a photon or some elementary particle, and actually our status have two, whether maybe you are a wave or a particle, without anything, thinking or hearing nothing or see nothing. It's just that every moment your status may be also whether black or white, you have two status, and once you hear something or watch something, and then your status will confirmed, so or touch something. So this is very interesting I'm thinking of. And your behavior, every movement, will decide what you see in every moment, just like quantum. It's one moment, and then it will become a sequence. I'm not good at talk in English. I just want to say every movement, just like the quantum, it's step by step. And it will also remind me the relationship is very important, because our status was determined by the relationship or by other things. Whether if you're reading a book, read nature, actually you read the nature. When you watch the nature, you are reading the nature, or you are talking with some other people. That is all will affect you. Your brain is a quantum system. So self-consciousness is actually also something maybe I will share in the future. Alright, I'm just talking something. There are too many things I didn't prepare, I didn't write a book or write it. I'd write some piece of words, but I know it's coherence or sequence, like a real reading, is very important, that make your brain ordered, not disordered. So ordered is very important.